USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump concludes his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the two men signing a joint declaration. President Trump says at a news briefing later,
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization.
Trump then sat down for a one-on-one with Fox News host Sean Hannity, telling him,
We get along better than I would have assumed right from the beginning. We got a lot more done today than I ever thought possible. He's now headed back, and I think he's going back to get this done. He wants to get it done.
Fox says that interview in its entirety will run on Hannity this evening. Fresh from defending President Trump's tariffs and trade policies, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has a heart attack yesterday. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the 70-year-old is in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A nearly 24-hour hostage situation at a home in Orlando, Florida, ends tragically. Orlando Police Chief John Mina speaking last night, right after they made the gruesome discovery.
We made entry into the apartment and found that all four children have been killed by the suspect by apparent gunshot wounds.
The suspect, Gary Lindsay Jr.'s body, found nearby. The chief says Lindsay had taken the four kids hostage after shooting a police officer who was responding to a domestic disturbance call. Two of the kids were his own. The officer shot by Lindsay is in critical condition. These are the final days of Toys R Us. The chain is marking down prices even further. Retail analysts say the prices on most items at Toys R Us stores are lower than competitors like Amazon, Walmart, and Target, and in some cases even as low as Black Friday doorbuster deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time and the argument began.